The earth is evil. We don't need to grieve for it.
What?
Nobody will miss it.
But where would Leo grow up?
All I know is life on Earth is evil.
There may be life somewhere else.
But there isn't.
How do you know?
Because I know things.
Oh, yes, you always imagined you did.
I know we're alone.
I don't think you know that at all.
$678. The bean lottery. Nobody guessed the amount of beans in the bottle.
No, that's right.
But I know. 678.
Hi and welcome to the Unnamed Movie Podcast. This is Douglas.
This is Andrew. No, this is Damien. This is Douglas.
Wait, hold on. No, I'm Andrew.
Wait, no. Andrew usually starts.
So yeah. Let's do it. Okay, let's start off.
Who is Andrew?
Hold on. Hi and welcome to the Unnamed Movie Podcast. This right. It's not Andrew.
It's not Andrew. Are you? I'm not Andrew.
All right.
Let's method of elimination.
Okay.
I am not Andrew.
Okay. I am not Andrew either.
But it's his podcast.
You sure about that?
I'm pretty sure.
You sure we didn't just steal it?
Also his website.
I think we may have just hijacked the podcast.
Do we still have to talk about movies?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. I think this is going to be a good podcast. Though.
I think so as well.
And Douglas does not have his phone, so he has no way of knowing what he has watched.
Damn it! I was going to, seeing as this is essentially a radio broadcast.
Poor brain.
I was going to, make frantic gestures. I can't even talk. Frantic gestures and movements that. The air would not see.
What happened to drinking on the podcast?
That went away when I got a real job.
You can't drink while you have a real job?
No, not when you have a real job to go to in the morning.
Are you sure about that?
Not when you have a real job, that means you leave the job right before the podcast and don't have enough time to buy the beer and put it in the freezer. Yeah.
Fair enough.
So, I guess we're talking about the galaxy, right?
Right. Yes. So, the Galaxy Nexus still not out. I don't know what else. I'm tired of waiting, Douglas. I'd like a phone. This is getting ridiculous.
With that in mind, yes. What phone are you going to get, sir?
The Samsung Galaxy Nexus.
Okay, fair enough.
And I'm probably going to get the Transformer Prime. I'd like that tablet.
Oh my goodness, that looks tablet looks nice. And what I love about it is that it doubles into a laptop. And that for me could almost make me buy it. Because it's fairly cheap. It's like, what, $500 for the actual tablet. Right. And then another $200
for the base. $150.
Oh, okay. So
something like 18 hours worth of battery life between the two of them.
Exactly.
Looks good.
Yeah. Wait, are we supposed to be talking about something else?
Let's ask our podcast consultant. Call the intern. Let's see.
What does Phil?
You weren't into that picture frame anyhow.
Oh.
No, stop. I can see the broken glass.
It broke. You're horrible.
Your picture frame of nothingness.
You're horrible.
I know.
And what you're going to do is now you're going to take the picture frame and put it on my bed so that I can like wallow in the glass fragments tonight while I sleep. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
We should,
it's fine.
Look, you know, if this intern weren't working for us for free, I'd fire her.
Okay, so I guess that's our cue to start talking about what we watched.
Apparently so.
Would you like to start, Damien?
We have been threatened. Sure. I finally saw Kung Fu Panda 2.
Alright, still haven't watched that one yet. How is it?
And it is really good.
Awesome.
Jack
I was
Black
hoping
has,
for that.
No, he has 3 good movies.
So what are the other two? One is Tropic Thunder, right?
Yes.
Okay, what's the other one?
Kung Fu Panda 1.
Right. But what about... I'm not sure. Hold on. No. I think this is a fair...
The one where he teaches
movie.
Children music?
No, I hate that movie. I think this is a good movie to propose as a great movie. But I'm not sure where you stand on it. And I know a lot of people don't like it.
Story.
Yeah, High Fidelity. What do you think about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that movie.
I like that
movie. I really do like that movie.
But he doesn't go. It's not a Jack Black movie, is it?
No, not really.
Right. So
wait, there's also Airborne. We'll have to kind of... There's Airborne.
No. We can't give him that. Absolutely not.
And he is also in the Never-Ending Story.
Again,
part,
we
like,
cannot.
Something.
You can't. You don't think of those movies as Jack Black movies.
Don't you like the Anchorman?
Again, that's not a Jack Black movie.
I'm grasping at straws here.
Well, it's not. It is what all CG animated movies sequels should be. It is larger in scope, it looks better, and they tell a better story. It's really good. I also saw Cars 2 because I kind of like the first one.
Yeah, I didn't
do not like
the
second
one. Really?
No.
The second one is bad?
No, it is not. It's not good.
Wow.
It's. Pixar, I mean, it is not the catastrophic fall that we were expecting for Pixar films. Much like Chris Nolan, we know that one day they're going to overshoot and it's going to end in chaos. But this movie is just, it's mediocre. It is what I think a lot of people thought of the first Cars. I was expecting that. I was expecting at least enjoyable movie. I don't know, something, I get the focus wasn't on the cars this time. There was some James Bond type story and some eco-friendly nonsense in the background, and they had some gags in the movie, but the movie didn't flow well, and what's that? The redneck guy.
Cable guy? Larry,
yeah, Larry
the
cable
guy.
Be that big a focus in the second movie didn't help situations much. So I was disappointed with that. Not nearly as disappointed as with Colombiano. Now, a lot of people will say, Damien, how can you be disappointed if you expected the movie to be bad?
I would concur with that statement.
You go, alright, this movie isn't going to be good. We knew that when we saw the trailer. Right? So how can a movie like that not meet expectations? Turns out it can. It's really bad. It's a soft ripoff, which is the saddest thing that any movie can aspire to. And it is a bad sort. None of it is believable. Even for like 2 seconds. It is. The dialogue is bad. The story is. Don't they watch Korean films? No one has shown these people how to do good revenge movies. Eh? Just rip off any Korean revenge film and you'll have a better movie. But they didn't, and it is bad. Very, very bad. I watched a whole lot of TV this week. But I was trying to catch up with all my TV before Christmas. Because most of the shows going on break now. So I wanted to catch up. Caught up with Burn Notice. Burn Notice is still fun. If you don't like Burn Notice, nothing that happens in this season will change your mind. It's the same story over and over. I started watching The Big Bang Theory, and I do not like that show. It's not good. It is not New Girl's bad, though. Are you still watching New Girls?
I'm not quite caught up, but I'm behind by only one episode.
Holy shit, that's bad. I started watching Once Upon a Time. That is the fairy tale show. It isn't bad.
Really?
It's not great.
I watched the first episode and I just didn't have the will to go any further.
What is Justified?
Thank you. What is wrong with these people?
Why am I sitting down watching terrible shows? I know good TV shows are supposed to be out. I caught up with Boardwalk Empire, which was great because it's still fantastic. And people, I can tell no one is watching that series because it's very good and no one talks about it. And I just know that it's going... when the series is over, then you're going to have everybody jump on the water. It was so good. It was fantastic and superb. And the superlatives are going to come out. You do not like Boardwalk Empire? What is wrong with you, guys? How far have you gotten?
An episode and a half. From season one.
Okay. And you just decided... Not good enough.
Again, I couldn't do it.
Wow.
It's like Tremé. You know? I watched the first episode and I've tried. I really have tried. But I think I got through a half hour of the second episode.
So let me get this straight. You're almost caught up on New Girl.
There's Zooey Deschanel, which, by the way, I just learned that she has a new album out, a Christmas album with M. Ward, which is very...
It's going to be bad, you know it's
going to be bad. She and him is awesome.
At what?
She's
awesome at what?
She and him is the name of the band.
No.
She's awesome at what? She's awesome at music.
Zooey Deschanel is
awesome. She's awesome at movies.
Nope. You're over two.
Adorable?
Hmm?
It's cute.
Alright, fine.
Yes, she is.
That is not a talent.
She's awesome.
Cute is not a talent.
Yes, it is.
For
Zooey, there is. Yes.
I'm very sorry to tell you.
No.
If you have enough money, you can make yourself cute. It's not a talent. Yeah, you can. What else have I seen? I started watching Dexter, this new season.
What do
you
think?
Unlike everybody on the internet and here that despised the last season, I enjoyed the last season.
What is wrong with you?
I enjoyed it. I don't know where all this hatred is coming from.
Because it was disgusting.
But I enjoyed all of last season.
I think there was one episode that I liked, and that was the one where like they were running around in foil paper, in saran wrap. But
no, I liked a lot. Every time I see Mos Def on screen, I start to laugh because he's done terrible, terrible things on screen. Did you watch Be Kind, Rewind?
That's not his fault, though. To be fair, Michel Gondry went crazy after Science of Sleep.
Went crazy.
And I don't know what happened.
Can you point me to a time when Gondry was not crazy?
No. You see, Gondry was manageably crazy, right? So he managed it throughout. Human Nature was great. Eternal Sunshine was great. Science of Sleep was great. Then he did this, like... third of the Tokyo film, which was pretty good too. But, you know, I think he must have spoken a little bit too much with the other directors or something, and Be Kind Rewind was, wow, I can't stand that movie. Green Hornet, another movie that is just disgustingly bad, except for Disco Santa. Disco Santa was hilarious. But that was not. That was not.
He was awesome. Amazing.
But none of that was the fault of Michel Gondry. I would actually say that all of that was despite Michel Gondry. And that's bad coming from me.
You're contradicting me too.
Exactly.
All right. Be Kind was all him. It's all his fault. Green Hornet, it's probably all his fault too. That's the follow. Went from one terrible movie to
another terrible movie.
Yeah. A terrible movie that I like. But still a terrible movie. Look, Disco Santa paints that movie. They glow over that.
Oh my god, it's so good.
I rewatched Planet of the Apes.
New one or the old one?
The new one. And Andrew gave this movie like a 12 out of 10 or something.
Probably.
The movie is good.
Yeah, it's decent.
And the circus knocks it out of the park, and Weta and their technology. Can't wait for The Hobbit next year, etc., etc. That's a movie. it's okay.
Exactly, yeah. It's like, what, maximum an 8? Yeah.
I kept trying to see what Andrew saw, but it's not there. It is not there. And I think that's pretty much it. When is the League coming? When is more episodes of the League coming on?
I don't know. That show is awesome, and I don't know why it's not on anymore. It needs to come back. I didn't realize that you were a League fan, that you watched the League as well.
They are the biggest assholes on planet. I wish I had friends like that. No. All right, I wish I had more friends
Roxanne
like that. Roxanne
brings his son into the bathroom.
No. The au pair thing.
Au pair. That show is... It's a classic. And no matter how hard they try to fuck it up, it's still
I don't see how they can.
Because this season it started and I was like, you know, this isn't as funny as last time, but it's still hilarious.
By the second episode, I went, no, then, you're back on board.
Yeah.
Guys are terrible. I wish I had friends like that. Mm. Sadly, I only have Douglas.
Sadly.
That's what's fun.
Yeah.
I need more.
Okay, so, are you done? Okay, that means it's my turn, right?
Unless the intern has something to say, but we won't record that anyway.
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
interns don't speak,
do they? No, they don't. And if they do, they're not heard. So I watched Rare Exports this week.
Oh! Oh, well, hi. I'm welcome.
That movie is awesome.
Yes. Yes, it is.
It's fantastic.
Yes,
it is. It's a Christmas story, but it's like Die Hard,
yeah,
slash
so
Attack of the Block, slash I don't know what this movie
the
is
ending of
so
that movie
great.
Is superb.
For those of you who did not listen to last week's episode, I should have watched this for last week's episode.
Yes, you should have.
The Rare Exports is a Finnish film about
Santa,
yes. But essentially so they take a bit of a twist on it to say that Santa is not really the nice, happy person that we all know him to be. He really came from Finland, and he is essentially this monster.
Like all Finnish people,
yes. It's almost like, I guess you could compare it to the Grimm stories, where what you see in the Disney movies is very child friendly, and what if you were to actually read the original Grimm stories, they're fairly dark, and that's I guess the sort of twist that they're taking to this story is that they're saying, okay, Santa Claus is not this cool guy. What happened was he was this crazy ass guy who, yes, I suppose technically gave good children some sort of gifts, but if you were naughty, you were lucky to get off with a thrashing, but if you know you were extra naughty, you probably would get eaten. So, and Santa,
I much prefer that Santa.
Yeah, me too. I mean, it's checks and balances.
Children know.
Yeah, if I have a rude child, I just give him to Santa Claus because I can't deal with that shit. I don't want to discipline children. I just want to know that, you know, they're there.
To
like
to
do
move.
Things for
I want somebody to
yeah.
cut the grass.
Yeah, they do my chores, and if they don't, then I'll
and can squeeze
send
into
them
spaces
off to like,
that
some
I
sort of boarding school.
Clean
yeah.
out under the cupboards.
Yeah,
I can't fit under there.
Yeah, they're cheap labor is what they are. Yeah. So that's where this comes from, and it's I like that they approached it. They kind of approached it from the Super 8 slash Goonies type of angle where. The so-called, I don't want to call it action, but the protagonist is,
child.
I don't know, 8-year-old child or around that age.
A small child.
Yeah, small child. And,
that is way too bright.
Yeah, he really, like, leads the charge, and, you know, in the end is the person that, I guess you could say, defeats Santa Claus. And this movie is I love this movie.
It's so fun.
It's so good. It's so much better than the trailer made it out to be too. I mean the trailer, to tell you the truth, I think I can't really speak for you, but I think I like the trailer just because
It was crazy.
And you saw this crazy Santa Claus and you're like, what? but this movie was just
But I think they did that on purpose.
Yeah.
They sold you that expectation.
Yeah.
And you went in thinking that it was going to be one of those rote Christmas horror stories.
Yeah.
And that is not what you got. You got something awesome. Kick ass ending.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. I love that ending.
Yeah. That's great. So. But okay, so otherwise. No, that's it. That's pretty much it. Other than that, I've been just like you, catching up on shows, trying to keep up with the weekly barrage. Thankfully, well, I don't want to say thankfully because I still found time for things like the league. But in a sense, thankfully, a lot of my shows are kind of on hiatus, so I don't have that.
I'm
much.
Still watching Whitney and the Two More Girls.
Why?
There's nothing else to watch, Douglas.
What?
Douglas, there's nothing else to watch.
You watch Two Broke Girls and Whitney when you could be watching Prime Suspect.
I have watched Prime Suspect. I don't know if you've heard. They're not making anymore.
I'm sure there are a couple episodes left. No?
There are 8.
You're serious?
I'm pretty
they're
sure.
They're done? There's no
I'm
more?
I'm pretty sure they're not putting out anymore.
Bitches. Damn it.
That is a wrap.
But there's also there's Hell on Wheels. Hell on Wheels is pretty decent.
Is it done?
Shut up.
I saw Chicago Code. That is awesome.
Oh, that show is great.
I wonder when season 2. Oh, right. Also cancelled.
There's The Walking Dead.
Season not over. Although I've seen about I think 3 out of but watching Walking Dead back to back is depressing. I must say. I mean, Breaking Bad is depressing. Walking Dead is super depressing. Why did the child have to get shot?
No, yeah, that. but that was great though. I mean, not great as in.
Yes.
Yeah, but great storytelling. It was fun.
Yes. And it led to a certain person.
Showing their colors.
Yes.
Yes.
Turning
yes.
into the devil.
And trust me, it sounds like you haven't quite reached up to where
I
am. But,
I can only assume that
yeah,
it doesn't get better.
It does not.
That's not Walking Dead style. People keep saying, Damon, read the comics. No. I don't read all of that nonsense when the series is done.
This is true.
Comics not going anywhere. I don't want to spoil anything. Are you crazy? Thank you.
time to talk about trailers.
Such a beautiful
And so the first trailer that we're going to talk about here is Rampart.
The laws change, the people change, but not you.
Why is that?
Go home and pack a bag. You saved that for the jury.
I told her everything.
Oh yeah, the women and the booze.
You gotta let us go.
Never let you go.
No man who ever shoots another man is entirely cogent in the moment.
Did you learn that with the first man you killed?
You're either lying to me or you're withholding. This is what I do.
The only thing that's wrong here is that a camera caught him doing police work.
Guys,
that's how the pronunciation.
No, actually, no. You're right. It's Rampart. That's what it is. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I'm pretty sure the R is silent.
So this movie stars a plethora of people, and Ice Cube. Yes, not least. Of which is Woody Harrelson and Ben Foster, who both the last time we saw them in a movie together was The Messenger, and now actually they've re-teamed with the director from The Messenger for this film, along with a lot of star power.
Yes.
So Damien, what do you think about this trailer?
Was not terribly impressed by the trailer, however, you dropped some names earlier, and a director and a movie that I love all of that. And so I think I'm going to watch this. The trailer is not good though. Based on just the trailer, first of all, there is a lot of text in the trailer. The most evil TV history. Shock on art, sex and violence. 3 stars says Sovereign Center or something. Trailers really shouldn't do that. No, I don't care who liked the movie. Who else liked the movie? That's inconsequential. Show me a good trailer. And I watch your movie, even if your movie is bad. This movie cannot be bad. I refuse to accept that. There's too much good in this movie. The only hang-up I have is that whole Ice Cube thing. Right? Who thought it was a good idea to put Ice Cube in this movie? Has Ice Cube been good in anything not named Friday?
There was Barbershop.
You're wrong. You're going to hell for saying that.
I think he was in Players Club as well.
I saw that.
Wasn't he also in...
It was in Triple X
Barbecue
Two.
Or something.
It was in Triple X. Let's not talk about this. Ben Foster is awesome. Woody Harrelson is awesome. Shemi, this is so much talent. I can't wait to watch this movie.
Yeah, I agree with you on most of your points. I never actually did get around to watching The Messenger. I know.
Serious?
But I'm pretty sure it's awesome because those two leading men, Woody Harrelson and Ben Foster. Woody Harrelson is a great middle-aged actor. I've seen him in so many movies and loved him in so many movies.
He was a great actor even before.
I mean, I'm just saying now he's middle-aged, and now you have the youngster who is Ben Foster, who is one of the great ones coming out of his generation.
Before you watch it.
Yeah.
You need to see The Messenger.
I've seen bits and pieces, but I haven't watched it.
And when that movie ends,
yeah,
you will want to watch this movie. It's like Dark Knight levels. And that movie's superb. That movie's great. And so yeah, I think I'll watch this.
Yeah, this film is, it looks...
Hopefully Carrie puts it out.
Looks crappy, but the star power behind it is really what's pushing me towards it. Simple. Simple as that. Yeah.
That helps.
It helps. Okay, the second trailer we're going to talk about today, unless Damien has something else to say, is John Carter, or Disney's John Carter. Yes.
Let them be crushed. One blow. When I saw you, I believed that something new can come into this world.
You are John Carter of Earth?
Yes, ma'am.
And Damien, what did you think of this trailer? We actually, I think, spoke about the original teaser. So technically we are breaking the rules on the podcast today.
But Andrew isn't here. So.
Andrew isn't here, and that teaser trailer didn't even have anybody live
in it. And the intern has objectives.
Right, yeah. So, what did you think?
I think Disney's making another mistake. But this movie had to be in development pre-Avatar. So Avatar was what, last year? This time, last year Christmas. That was
Avatar? Yeah. Avatar was wasn't it 2 years ago?
I don't think so.
Last year Christmas. Actually yes, you're right. It's last year Christmas.
So it had to be in development beforehand. Disney has sunk a boatload of money into this. There's so much CG. And so much obvious CG. But none of that helps the trailer to look any better. It doesn't look good. I don't know what kind of story they're telling, but that doesn't look good either. I don't know. I mean, Disney won't feed, they don't care because they own everything. They own ESPN. They own Marvel. They own so much shit. But this, I think this might blow up in their face. I don't know what a John Carter is. I don't know if it's a big story in the States. I don't...
Yeah, I think it's a bunch of books, but at least this one is from one book. And it seems to be when this movie was first announced, it sounded like the book was big based on the responses, but I am with you. I've never actually heard of it before this.
I don't even think I'm going to be wrong. That is sometimes you see a trailer and you go, this movie might turn out good. I don't think this is going to turn out that good. I hope I'm wrong. But I don't think so. It looks mediocre, which is sad.
Yeah,
they've spent you can see that millions of dollars was spent on this movie.
Yeah, and you know what's sad as well is that this actually has a bunch of big stars in it. I know for a fact that I saw Mark Strong in the trailer.
Mark Strong
is awesome. But also, you know who else is in here? Is Bryan
Cranston.
Yes, who is fantastic. I mean, if you only watch Breaking Bad,
who is in Breaking Bad?
I think he's some guy. I'm not sure who. Yeah.
I think he won at the end of season 4.
Well, he wins. He wins.
That's what he said.
Yes.
What happened? I've won. You know do you know the name of the last episode?
No. What's
it called? Face Off.
Douglas.
Douglas, that is the best name for our episode.
Oh my goodness.
That is so awesome. I'm sorry, Face Off?
I should have seen that coming.
Douglas, when I was watching that episode, I'm like, alright, there's going to be some kind of showdown type thing, and then when the episode is over, this is the greatest day ever. Oh my god.
But no, David, right. this trailer is pretty horrible.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
It promises generic action. It promises below average CG. And well, I don't want to say below average, but the premise is, as you said, obvious CG.
Yes.
Where you look at it and you say, this just doesn't look nice enough to you know, pass my, my litmus test. Yeah, I don't... I suppose I might have to watch it, but...
I don't know.
they're going to have to...
If people start coming out and going, guys, you have to see John Carter. Even then, I'd be skeptical. I might go watch it, but...
I'm going to be forever skeptical on this movie.
Yeah, it doesn't look very good.
Yeah, so we'll leave it at that. But we've got one last trailer to talk about, and I'm sure it's going to be a pretty quick conversation. But it's a movie called I'm Not a Hipster. Damien, can you tell me your thoughts on this trailer, please?
Sure. This is a generic indie movie trailer. For a generic indie movie. It is... Now, if you're a movie fan and you watch a lot of trailers, you'll see all of this coming. You can visualize this. It starts out with a man singing a song, which becomes the theme song for the trailer, of course. And then there are clips of the same man in various situations. And then the trailer ends. And that's pretty much it. It is. And the name of the movie is I'm Not a Hipster. Everything that was shown in that trailer, some hipster ass hipster ass shit. But Douglas will no doubt love this trailer because there was singing.
Well, allow me to retort.
Of course.
I do not love this trailer.
Okay. Do you like the trailer?
I don't like the trailer.
Okay. Do you like the song?
I don't like the song. I adore the trailer.
Okay.
I fucking love the song.
Alright, I was going to ask when you were going to stop lying to yourself.
No, this trailer... Alright. Mm-hmm. I have no feet to stand on here. I know that everything Damien just said is true. Everything.
This is a generic indie movie trailer.
It's even worse than the indie bait that usually catches me, because at least it's the sort of bait that catches everybody. Yes. This, they just knew. They said, Douglas likes music, doesn't he? Douglas doesn't really need anything other than like a good once. Song. Right?
There's people who like once.
Alright, fuck you. That movie is so good.
Yes. Okay, and that is what they're... That is the trap. So, if we made this kind of like once, people will go out and see this, right?
Right. Yeah. The truth of the matter is, other than the fact that this man went to a couple of parties and he sang in the middle of his house, I don't know what this movie is about or what...
He's not a hipster.
...could have happened in the movie.
With
I know,
title,
yeah, I know,
a title like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, clearly he's trying not to be a hipster. But, I mean, and even if you look at the IMDb page, and you see the... Yes. And you see the synopsis that they have there, it says... Set in the indie music and art scene.
Oh my God.
A character-driven story exploring themes of love, loss, and what it means to be creative in the face of tragedy. And
I just threw up in my mind.
I still don't know what this movie is about. God. But you know what?
Pass.
This sounds like the type of movie that I would watch. Pass. Still not know what it's about, but love it anyway.
Pass.
So I'm so going to watch this movie. Pass. Not only am I going to watch this movie, but I assure you, I will by the end soundtrack. Of the day know who it was play that song and probably purchase all of his albums because that song was pretty amazing.
Don't you have Spotify?
I can't get Spotify. I'm not in the States.
It's the worst excuse ever.
By the way,
I have Google Music.
Apparently,
boom.
Do you have Google Music, or can you just upload music to Google Music?
No, I have Google.
Alright, you what? Need to. Okay, if after you log this, in, after this,
if you log in using a US proxy once,
yeah, that
doesn't matter.
But that's what they were. I saw that on Engadget, and then after that, they said that only allows you to upload. And you can't actually buy music and things
once,
like that.
Once they have you registered as
American,
well, it worked for me.
Oh, you're serious?
Yeah.
Okay. Because that's the sort of service I would want. How much did songs cost around there?
You're saying 99 cents or whatever.
99 cents is so much money.
$9 for an album.
But that's crazy. Why am I spending the same amount of money for an album that I would if I purchased a CD after I printed it and did all that foolishness?
I purchased CDs because I want lossless.
No. I'm not against purchasing CDs. I say if I'm purchasing a file
that costs the same.
Why am I
get the physical?
Yeah. Where is that cost coming
from?
It's
about time.
That's bullshit.
It's about time that all these ebooks and MP3s and stuff like that, they should be tied to physical. If you buy a physical copy of a book or music, you should just get the MP3s. I don't understand why we still don't have that. Why am I paying extra for ones and zeros?
Because apparently
that take nothing to produce.
Because apparently,
and are infinitely copyable. I don't understand.
But Damien, don't you get it that there has to be a service fee for putting the CD into a CD-ROM, waiting 5 minutes for it to encode, and putting it up on a server that costs less than.
Yeah.
Less than 0.0001 cents per person to save it on.
Servers for $50, which I was tempted to do because I'm running out of space.
Oh, Damien.
If my upload speeds weren't so shitty, I'd have done it. My upload speeds are horrendous.
Wow. Who do you have, Flo?
No, I don't have
Flo. Oh my goodness, that's cable why. That is why cable and whatless.
Christ.
Flo, don't come to your neighborhood yet.
Remember the bridge fell down and that was the end of the rollout.
Oh, okay, I see.
And so hopefully they start up again. It's so sad. I want real internet so I can download all of it. And to keep a local copy of the internet.
I have the real internet, I'm just saying.
Yeah, but you use it to download standard def.
I only have a standard def television, sir.
Oh, and your monitor.
Shut up.
Does.
Actually, technically, my monitor does not do full 1080p, okay? So there.
Where does high def start?
Shut up. 720.
Your monitor doesn't do. I never realized. Oh, it's thought you had a new monitor. I didn't know that you had a 14-inch CRT from 1993. It only outputs 800 by 480. Okay. Here it
is. You're an asshole. You know that? Have I ever told you this?
Once or twice.
Okay.
And you just hurt my feelings every time.
Okay. I'm glad for that. But anyway.
Yes, this is one more of Andrew's patents.
Anyway.
Anyway.
The patents. Anyway.
Years old. on Earth is replicated elsewhere.
There's another you out there.
Now you begin to wonder.
The other me made the same mistakes I've made. And is that me better than this me?
We have one final thing. And that is a movie. A movie by the name of Another Earth. And seeing as Damien so kindly bestowed this movie upon us,
right,
I would like him to at least give us the background. Tell us what this thing is about. And then we can get into the free-flowing discussion that two people who have actually watched the movie would go into.
Yes.
Okay.
So Another Earth revolves around a young lady who had an accident. The reason for the accident is that she looked up in the night sky and saw Another Earth.
Ta-da.
Slime magic.
It is, really.
So good. And there were, of course, consequences for the accident. She went to prison, and now she's out. And she somehow found the gentleman that she had run into. He had lost his family. He was the only one that survived. And so she was trying to give some sort of recompense for what she had done. And the movie goes on from there. That's the basic setup. Now, when we saw the trailer for this movie, that's an interesting trailer. It wasn't spectacular. We all wanted to see the movie.
I would just like to stop you there and tell you
that
you're absolutely incorrect.
I
did not want to watch this movie. I thought this movie looked horrible in the trailer.
Okay. Well, alright. So, fine. I was intrigued. Jerry Douglas was not. There is no Andrew to take my side or his side. So you just have to agree to disagree.
I disagree!
You're probably drinking, so you have no recollection of it. I have poor memory, so I probably don't have any recollection of it.
So we're both useless.
And now, last week, for the people who listened weekly, I said that this movie was my third favorite movie of the year. And I stand by that. Having watched it, I think four times now. I officially like this movie. Might like this movie. That's all it. Now, the movie is slow to start off, and it picks up near the end, and it is so good. It is one of the few movies that has a supernatural premise and then deals with it in real world terms. This is how, if this thing happened, this is pretty much how it would go down. It feels real, and they have the premise and they don't. That is not the major issue of the movie. It's the fact that there's another Earth is referred to time and again. It is the relationship between these two people that is the central issue of the movie, and how that relationship is dealt with, and the performances were amazing. The resolution of the movie is wonderful. It is one of the few movies that has made me happy, even though I know what the ending is. Every time I watch it, I'm still happy when the movie is over. And I feel that there's a lot of people that won't have the same reaction to this movie as I do, which is especially this year, because Douglas has jumped off the Ventura wagon, which I am sorely disappointed. I'm still holding it against him, even though in December.
It's December. Yes, it's almost time for the top 10.
There's no way we can do a top 10 because War Horse, MI3, and what's the other big movie that's coming out literally Christmas Day or some such. Man, there's
three big movies coming out at the end of the year.
We're not going to be able to watch Shane.
Right. There's so many movies that we have no shot. It's December and we haven't seen.
But we've got the what's that award for? The best of the movie that would have been on my top 10 list if I had watched it.
The DiCaprio movie
The Jade Gahuva thing is supposed to come out this year?
It is out.
Oh, right.
The movie's out.
That just goes to show that exactly. I've been kind of doing a little bit too much work that I don't even know that.
The top 10 is going to be pathetic this year.
Yeah, it's weird. It doesn't even feel like the year. It feels like I'm pretty sure I only have about 2 movies in my top 10 right
because
now.
Because usually by November, all the Oscar movies start showing up. That is how you know it is a wrap for the rest of the year. Blockbusters are all undone with, and it is pretty much just Oscar bait for the rest of the year. I don't know what happened this year. I guess Avatar made a truckload of money over Christmas, so everybody is aiming to make a truckload of money over Christmas. But back to another word. I really, really like this movie. It feels so grounded. With a premise like Another Earth, you think that at some point they'd let it get away from them. It would be turned some Spielberg type movie. But they don't. They keep it focused on these people. They keep it grounded. The relationship feels it feels like Before and After Sunset. That type of relationship is what.
Wait, hold on.
It is not as.
I just want to point out now that we've actually come onto this topic. Have you seen the news that a third movie is in tow? Are you as equally excited as I am?
There's only one movie I want to see more than that.
What's that?
It comes out next year and there's a Batman.
Oh man.
And then
I
number
saw
two
that.
Is I guess Evening Sunset.
During the evening.
During Sunset. Before, after, and during Sunset. Guys, what?
The day after.
Sunrise.
The day after the divorce. Something, I don't know.
No, this one is just going to be Sunset.
It's going to be
before
Twilight.
Sunset,
after Twilight.
Midnight. So Douglas, what was your take on this movie?
My take on the movie as someone who has watched it from beginning to end at least once.
Right.
The
end being 53
the
minutes
end
and
being the end,
seconds.
Right? I think the resolution in the end of this movie is garbage. I mean, really? All of a sudden green aliens pop out of the sky? What?
Martians.
Really? Come on.
Look, didn't you see every Spielberg movie that's come out in the last 10 years? How is aliens?
Okay, so Damien has called me out on the fact that I've actually only watched about an hour of this movie. So I have gotten as far as the setup.
Yes. There you've got no payoff. The setup is slow.
The setup takes a long time.
53 minutes.
As Damien says, you know, this woman, and I remember I brought the intern here, and I had watched the first, say, 45 minutes already, and I started to explain to the intern what was happening in the movie, and as I was speaking, I thought to myself, this girl, what is wrong with her? So she gets into an accident and kills 2 people because she heard on the radio that there was a second Earth and looked up into the sky
but
you look up into the sky, alright, fine, you look and you say, okay,
Douglas.
No, she looks up into the sky for five
Douglas.
For like minutes.
If your phone rang now.
Yes.
Say you're driving. Your phone rang. Someone said, Douglas, look in the fucking sky. There's a second Earth up here. Oh, you're going to pull up. Douglas, you'd be looking up. so many accidents.
But even then, it was a teeny tiny dot. That, by the way, that's another thing that I have with this movie. What's happening with this Earth? Is it a Von Trier type of deal where the Earth is actually converging? Because when she got into prison, it was a teeny tiny star. And when she got out of prison, which is only 4 years later, it's like a moon.
I love how you've accepted that there's another Earth. I know you're arguing the science. This is bullshit. Bullshit on this whole Earth moving closer to that other Earth. Right?
Damn right.
I'm not going to stand for this.
But
this is wrong with you.
But okay, so based
that's
on what
I've
whatever, fuck you. Based on what I've seen so far. This movie, the setup, as I said, is way, it takes so long. I only hope that when I continue to watch this movie that I will feel the same way as Damien, and I will feel that I've been paid for my time, because my time is very expensive now after 53 minutes. And
I don't know how to gauge how you, I mean, I thought I had some idea, but seriously, the Von Trier thing has thrown me off completely. I have no way to gauge what it. I know you did like Spring Summer.
I love that movie. Oh my goodness.
Spring.
Oh my goodness. That's a good movie. Did that come out this year?
No. Not even close.
Damn. So, yeah, I think.
I'm just going to go. I'm pretty sure you like the rest of the movie.
I hope so.
The last 30 minutes, really good.
It's almost interesting, and you said it, that really and truly the second Earth, it almost takes a back seat, or at least it has so far in what I've seen. And that almost, you almost wonder why it's there. I suppose you could say that
it pays off in the end.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, I suppose you could say that it forces people to think about what they've done, especially this girl, because she's made a huge mistake, right? But it forces them to think about what they've done and how they could have done it differently, by actually thinking about, well, you know, what if this other version of myself did things differently? But other than that, you don't really see any use for
right.
the Earth yet. Yet, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And that kind of annoyed me, though, that it wasn't used, because you almost say, why do you have such a big oddity? It's not like
right, it's a MacGuffin.
Yeah. This is not a piece of a movie where it's like, for example, my uncle loves his pink Cadillac.
Right.
No, that would be like, yes, an idiosyncrasy of,
sure.
of an uncle that
but
you don't need to have
yeah,
that.
Right.
But you have a completely different world
right.
that exists,
there,
that is at your fingertips, that you, if since you can see it, you can clearly get there, right? So why is that? Why does that not have anything to do with what this movie seems to be about, right? Because so far, what I've seen is her trying to connect, as you say, with
all your
with the man
all
who,
your
who she screwed over.
They are answered. Yeah. I mean, I don't want to give away anything.
No, please don't.
Because I don't think I would. Because the questions that you're asking now, there's a reason there's an hour worth of setup. So that you'd ask yourself these questions, right? You'd have these questions in your mind and you'd go, is this lost? You're just never going to answer any of these questions? But it is not. All questions shall be answered. And then the movie, sweet. It is like Disney level sweet. As well. Oh, it's so good. I hope she's not going to. This movie isn't going to win shit. Right? She's not going to win. It might get nominated for screenplay, but it is not winning anything. I love this movie.
absolutely love this movie. And any other year, I'm pretty sure, well, for the years that we've been doing this, pretty sure this would have beaten any of my top movies for those years.
Except for Van Trio.
No, this would have beaten. This would have beaten Antichrist. This would have beaten Antichrist. For me. It's not a... Look. Guys.
Boom. By the way, I'm not two people.
I'm talking to the audience.
Oh, okay. Alright.
I don't want anyone to think this movie is technically, so technically in quotations, better than a lot of the movies that have come out this year. This is definitely a subjective asking. Right? If people were to come and argue with me, well, this and this and this and this and this, I would probably have to go, well, yes, it didn't do all of that. But none of that matters. Because the movie, I just love the movie. It's so good. I was unexpected. Even after seeing the trailer, I couldn't have thought that the movie was going to end up to be like this. And it was, I'm happy. And I hope Douglas finally gets a chance to watch it so that I can have someone to agree or disagree with. And I hope the now deceased Andrew chimes in next week with his review, because I really want to know what you guys think. After this movie, I'll pretty much have a good barometer for judging your guys. Alright, so let me get it. You guys hate Antichrist.
No, I love Antichrist. You know this.
Right. Andrew hates Antichrist. Douglas and Andrew hates Melancholia. And none of you guys love Another Earth. So I'm going to not be friends with you guys ever again. Pretty sure that's up. It's good for it.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever, yo.
The intern is dead.
Yes, she is. And with that, seeing as clearly we have bored at least our local audience, I suppose we should not bore our hopeful. Oh, do we have an audience? I mean, I should really ask Andrew if.
When was the last podcast?
No. Podcasts have been going up, but I actually am more concerned about the number of podcasts that go down instead of going up. I wonder how many of those we actually have.
People will start listening and go, no.
But that's a wrap from us over here. Thanks for listening. This is, of course, the Unnamed Movie Podcast. As always, you can find us on gmanreviews.com, as well as itunes.com and the Podcast Alley. Andrew's not here, but if you really want to, I don't know why you would, but if you really want to see his writings or talk to him or something like that,
it's Therapist Finder.
he writes as well on gmanreviews.com. His Twitter name is, oh wait, it's G-Man Reviews. And if you want to see him on Facebook, it's facebook.com/ G-Man Reviews.
Right.
Yes, G-Man. Yes. not very creative, that one. For myself, you can find me on Twitter. My name is DJ R Lost His Name.
Far more creative.
I think so. other than that, there's Damien, who recently finally made it on the internet. He's actually on Google Plus.
His name internet
is Damien White.
White with a Y.
Yes. Actually, you can find all of us on Google Plus with our respective names. But either way, that is that for us.